From Tel Aviv to Havana to New York, the independent band Hank and Cupcakes recently landed in Atlanta as their home base. Known for their high-energy live shows, the bass and drum duo makes most of their living touring, and they're about to hit the road for 4 months, kicking it off this Saturday at the Earl. Hank and Cupcakes are a married couple, Sagit Shir and Ariel Shcherbakovsky. They told me they got their start in music while doing mandatory military service in Israel.
We were in the entertainment division of the Israeli military. It's like small bands that basically our job in the military was to be touring musicians within the military. So we'd receive a schedule every week, and we were very spoiled soldiers. We got to stay at home and not at an army base, and we just had to show up at the base for a show, and the van would take us and we'd perform in front of soldiers who'd been stuck at their base for weeks without going home, and they would be forced to watch us as their entertainment. Then we got to go home, sleep in our beds, and they had to stay there. So
no risk.
We got a lot of hatred, obviously, for that.
No risk of being caught in gunfire or along enemy lines.
Just once we played over the border in Lebanon, one time.
I remember a few times. But the shows are in bases, so you're, obviously protected there. Yeah, but you do hear gunshots and you hear explosions and stuff happening at times of conflict.
Mm. Well, I imagine the soldiers are very appreciative that the military has this division charged with lifting their spirits.
Sometimes they were and sometimes they weren't. But we were very lucky to be able to be in this because in Israel, being in an entertainment unit is like the beginning of your path into the music industry. All the famous Israeli musicians started off in these entertainment because everyone has to do the military in Israel. It's the beginning of your musical career if you manage to get into one of these entertainment units, which is not easy to get into, and there's a lot of auditioning and stuff like that. So it's a first step, and we were lucky to be a part of it.
It's amazing that you're able to create your sound world with just drums, bass, and vocals. I understand at one point you wanted to add more musicians to the group.
We did. The initial idea was to start experimenting together and then upon arriving to New York to add more musicians and create a traditional band, let's say. But when we were jamming in Israel before we left, we slowly developed this sort of a sound that was very interesting and stimulating because we had to find a way to take these two instruments and make them somehow do something interesting together. And out of the limitations obviously came ideas that wouldn't have come from a whole band. And eventually even when we got to New York, we were still looking, but slowly we understood that maybe this is a better and more interesting role to take.
Maybe we were onto something.
Yeah.
I grow up 1,000 times. I throw up 1,000 times. I jump ship 1,000 times. I was born 1,000 times. Young men won't bring me down. Lost sailors hear my sound. Put your ear to the ground. Hear it, Rebecca, now you're crowned. Sing it! Cross the river, reach the shore. Can't get enough, now I'm back for more. Can't sing enough, baby, I'm the encore. Put your weapon on the ground, this is my war.
On stage, you bring a very theatrical element with set design and your enormous energy. It's really more of a show than a concert. Do you think musicians should put more effort into curating this sort of multimedia experience?
Well, I personally enjoy watching something that has another aspect to it. Mostly what I get connected to when I watch a show is the energy of the musicians. So I would say that's the most important, because if the energy isn't there, it really doesn't matter how elaborate the stage design is and the lights and everything else. But it always is interesting to see something extra on stage, and that's what we were looking for, because there's just the two of us We added this big elaborate stage design when we started playing festivals, and we understood that we're going to be standing on really big stages and it would be just the two of us, and we didn't want to get drowned out in this huge space. So we're very lucky to have a lot of friends who are artists, and the stage design was designed by a friend in New York, and the current artwork on it is an amazing artist called Claudio Limon from Mexico, and we sent him blank fabrics and he sent them back painted to us. And he also did the album cover for our latest album, Cheap Thrill.
Well, talking about your energy, I also have to say that seeing you play drums 8 months pregnant was quite something. Were you afraid? Did you ask your doctor if it was okay?
I'm very lucky to have, I think, the best doctor in the world here in Atlanta. And before the tour, because it was a four-month tour, and the last show I was 8.5 months pregnant. Ooh. Before the tour, we came to have a checkup, and, you know, it was actually already a few weeks into the tour. We made a stop back in Atlanta so that he could see that everything's okay with me touring. And he said, "You look great. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So I did.
You also have a side project, and it's still the two of you, but it's a bit calmer.
Yes.
Why did you want to explore this different concept?
You're talking about Starling. This is actually our roots, you could say, because in Israel, before we started Hank and Cupcakes, we had a band. The translation of the name was Silent Water. That gives you a hint, but it's very quiet music, jazzy, sophisticated, sit down. The audience sits down. No one's dancing and going crazy. The lyrics were Israeli poets, very serious.
Very intellectual.
Yeah. And we did that for a few years. And I just felt this burning energy inside of me. And I wanted people to be dancing at our shows. And I wanted to be dancing at our shows. And I understood that that was not the right framework for it. So now doing this acoustic project is basically going back to a place that's very familiar to me. And all my songwriting is done on piano anyway. I have about 12 books of songs that were written, and only a select few reach Hank and Cupcakes rehearsals, because mostly they're not appropriate for Hank and Cupcakes. They're more singer-songwriter oriented. So this is kind of a chance to go back to that.
Although surprisingly, in the last record we have one of the songs called Duplicate actually comes from that old jazzy intellectual band. And it was reappropriated for Hank and Cupcakes.
Well, I have to say, speaking of the intellectual element of your music making, tell us about the name.
We are big Charles Bukowski fans, and we were in Israel right in the middle of these daily rehearsals of this new project that didn't have a name yet. And we were sitting one night with friends of ours watching a documentary about Charles Bukowski called Born Into This. And a friend of ours suggested, why don't you call the band Cupcakes? Because we were just watching a scene in the movie where Charles Bukowski is waiting for one of his lovers, Pam Woods, who was called Cupcakes, to come home. And then we said, hey, let's call it Hank and Cupcakes, because Bukowski was called Hank in all his books and by his friends.
So after Tel Aviv, and then Havana, mm-hmm. and New York, mm-hmm. why Atlanta?
It's one of our favorite touring cities. To start with, we've been on the road for a few years now, and we knew a lot of bands here, and there's a great music scene in Atlanta, and we knew we wanted a music city, and because we're from Israel, which is a hot country, it was very appealing to us to leave the snow in New York and come to a warm place, and we're very happy that we moved here. It's a good location for us to tour out of as well, which is what we do full time.
Baby in tow?
Yep.
Yeah. That baby's been in, 15 states?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Ariel Shabakovsky, Hank, Sagit Shir, Cupcakes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.